The Confession, Jesse Burton. I was 14 when I killed my mother. Before that, I'd always kept her in the wings, where she was doing something more interesting than everybody else's mum, only waiting for me to send her the cue to walk into my life. But she was never ready. She never appeared. Between the ages of 10 and 11, I told my classmates that she'd run off with a Russian circus and was living in a tent made of yak pelts. I wrote postcards of mountain scenes in her handwriting and brought them into school. See? She's there. I told you. The cards don't have stamps, said a child called Hamilton Tanner. I hated him. They came in envelopes, I said. My dad threw them away. I was always prepared to dig the next layer of fiction and entrench myself. From childhood onwards, I went through every tale. But my mother was a story with no answers. According to my dad, she left before I was one. But I only began to feel her absence more keenly when I started primary school. It was when the other mums came to the gates, chatting to each other with their arms folded, swinging from side to side as their children tugged the hems of their puffer jackets. At birthday parties, these same mothers organised such smooth afternoons of games and food and fun, making sure I was always given extra attention, which made the other children hate me. It was nice to be looked after, but I always wondered, where is she right now? What is she doing? Why isn't she doing it with me?